Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's October 25th, 2010. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, uses inspections and other measures to help ensure the safety of drugs, medical products, and food coming from overseas. Two groups led by Marcia Cross, director in GAO's healthcare team, recently evaluated the FDA's efforts in these areas. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Marcia to learn more.
GAO has looked at FDA's inspection of foreign drug manufacturing establishments several times over the years. Can you talk a little bit about how that inspection process has changed?
Well, we have looked at it several times. For more than a decade, we've checked periodically on what's happening in this process. And what we see across time is increasing globalization of drug manufacturing. The volume of products manufactured overseas has been increasing throughout this time, and it also has particularly been increasing in developing countries. We see a lot more manufacturing of drug products in India and in China.
How many foreign inspections did FDA conduct last year, and then how does that compare to their domestic inspections?
The most recent year we looked at, which was their fiscal year 2009, they did 424 inspections of foreign drug establishments. And that's an increase of about 100 inspections over the prior 2 years, but it's really only about 11% of all of the facilities that are on FDA's list of establishments. And that means that they only get to these establishments about once every 9 years. When you compare that with domestic inspections were over 1,000, and they inspected about 40% of domestic establishments. They get to those about once every 2.5 years in comparison to once every 9 years overseas.
Can you talk about any steps FDA is taking to improve its foreign inspections process?
Well, they are doing a number of things. Since we had previously reported on this process, they have established a dedicated cadre of inspectors to do foreign drug inspections. And so they now have some staff that they can rely upon to do these. They're also working to get more accurate data about the establishments. They're implementing an electronic registration system so that they have better data about which facilities actually are shipping products to the United States. And they're working to achieve a unique identification number for each facility so that they have more accurate data about whose products are coming into the country.
You mentioned that FDA now has a dedicated cadre of staff to oversee foreign inspections. And GAO also looked at FDA's recently established overseas offices. To what extent did your team find that these offices are having an impact on the safety of imported products?
Well, I think it's very early still to say what impact they're having. The first office was opened in China less than 2 years ago. So in these first couple of years, they've really focused on establishing relationships with foreign regulators and with foreign industry because the U.S. is an attractive market and there are many companies that want to ship products to the United States. They need to understand what the expectations are, what the requirements are. So they've spent a lot of time answering questions and doing presentations to industry. They're also spending a lot of time trying to get to know their regulatory counterparts so that they have an idea of who to go to for what. One example of that is in India, the food products are regulated by many different agencies, including some trade councils. And they really didn't have a good understanding of that before they had offices overseas in India and an ability to get to know these people and to know what part of an industry is regulated by whom.
And what is GAO recommending that FDA do to enhance the effectiveness of its overseas offices?
We're making two recommendations. First, we're recommending that FDA take steps to enhance their strategic planning to ensure the coordination between the overseas and domestic activities. This is essential because the staff in the overseas offices are still not really clear on what information is most useful to the folks back here in headquarters and what's happening with the information that they send back. The second recommendation that we're making is that FDA develop a workforce plan to help recruit and retain the overseas staff.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.